الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد few reminders of Juma, that we know that Juma is a great day and we should try and observe all the etiquette of Juma. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And to read Durood Sharif as much as possible on the day of Juma. With regard to the talk of today, Muhaddithin, the ulama of hadith, have mentioned three ahadith which form the basis of our deen. So in other words, if we will follow, try and apply these three ahadith, we work upon them, the whole of deen will come into our lives. What are the three ahadith? The first one is, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that all our actions will be judged according to our intentions. All our actions are according to our intention. So whatever action we do, we should try and refresh our intention, that our intention must be correct. And we see that amal is the plural of amal, and niyat is the plural of niyat. So yeah, whatever amal we do, we can make plenty niyat, lot of intentions. In fact, it is written that buzurgs, great pious people, there are many who have become so great and so pious, not by their actions, but by their intentions. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Niyatul Mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is better than his amal. We made niyat to come for Jumu'ah, so everyone has a niyat to perform our Jumu'ah properly, perfectly. We will make Jumu'ah namaz now. That also our niyat is to do it perfectly, properly. But when we do the amal, we see there is a deficiency. We don't do it properly. So always niyat, and nobody makes a bad intention that I'm going for Jumu'ah to show, or that I'm making namaz for show. Our niyat is good. But when the amal comes, then some deficiency comes in there. So we should try and work on our niyat. Also, as we have got 24 hours in a day, great, great buzurgs also have 24 hours in their day. But they surpass us by far because of their niyat. The niyat they make, they go very far ahead. In fact, Hazraji, Maulana Muhammad, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, on one occasion said that when a person wakes up in the morning, he must make niyat, that today, whole day, and till the end of my life, I will fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, which are directed to me. So already he gets the sawab. He hasn't still got up, he hasn't gotten up for tahajjud, he hasn't made fajr still, but his niyat is to make it all. And according to niyat, you get your sawab already. And our niyat is for the whole day, till our maut, we get the sawab according to that. And when we do the amal, according to our amal, we will get more sawab. So niyat is very, very important. And there is lot to be discussed on niyat, but we will just limit it to that now. And anyone, and in fact, there is a nice kitab, Maulana Marchi of Peter Merritt's of Hawick. He has prepared that even if we go like shopping, what niyats we can make. We go to the toilet, what niyats we can make. So all these amal can become ibadat, just by niyat. The second is that, min husni islami al-mar'i ma tarfuhu ma la ya'nihi. The beauty of a person's Islam is that he gives up la ya'ni, fuzul. Normally, beauty, we associate it when you put more things, cosmetics, jewelry, a woman adorns herself with, so she becomes like more beautiful. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the beauty of Islam, min husni islami al-mar'i tarfuhu ma la ya'nihi, to give up all that superficial things, to give up all la ya'ni. And la ya'ni is in many things. in our clothing, all unnecessary extra things. We should consider today what all that even in kurtas, there are now fashion names and brand names in kurtas also. Burqas, abayas of women. There are brand names and all that. So to give up all that and to come down to simplicity, all which is extra. And when a person goes in detail, then he will see that there are plenty things in our eating. What are the unnecessary things? We find one buzurg, he used to eat, and when he ate normally, and he found that he's taking too much time in eating. So he calculated, like for example, porridge. Normally we make the porridge and that, and then we have it. And he just put the porridge in his mouth and drank water over. And the same benefit, but without all the formality. And he saw that he could say 70 times more Subhanallah. So he preferred to do that. He looked after his time also so much. We are very far from that. This is just to give us an idea. We cannot match with that. But in our clothing, what are unnecessary things? In my food, what are unnecessary things? And today, with the cell phone, how much of our time goes in unnecessary, la yani, fuzur. And that is for people who use the phone correctly. And they also, so much time goes. One friend of mine, he told me that you get this, for example, something about a snake or something about something else, and then you start watching it. And that pulls you into other things. So all layani, fuzul, a person gets involved in that. In many, many things, a person gets involved in lot of unnecessary things. The cell phone is such a thing. On one occasion, somebody wrote to Maulana Saleem Dhorat Sahib, Damat Barakatum of the UK, that I don't find time to read Quran Sharif. So Maulana wrote a very beautiful answer. He said, it isn't that you don't find time. The importance of the Quran Sharif is not in your heart. If the importance of the Quran Sharif is in your heart, you will find time. But time, where we spend it, today, commonly, one of the major thieves of our time is a cell phone. And friends also, company, that also think, how lot la yani I get involved in with my friends, etc. How lot we speak, and then we spend time on tea, etc. One time, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said that to have breakfast, for example, nothing wrong. But to have this nashta, what an extra long mud. Then we're talking all the time. This we're having tea. To have a cup of tea, all right. If you need it, you want to have it. But then all the talking that goes, so all la yani. And everyone can think for himself, there are plenty things in la yani which are in my life. And to try and cut it out, our talking. One buzurg used to make a note of everything he spoke. And at night he should check up that what was necessary and what was not necessary. If we have to start writing everything what we speak, we won't have enough time. So much we're speaking. So you can imagine how little he spoke that he could write it down. And at night he should go through it and then again make tawbah istighfar for all what he felt was unnecessary. And in this way he used to correct himself. So la yani is a thing which is very much in our lives also. Then another thing, the third thing which the muhaddithin have written, which we should consider in our lives, is ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan idha salahat salaha al jasadu kullu وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. That first of all, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, that is huruf tambih. Allah, ama, ha. That listen carefully. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam added the word wa, وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ. The ulama of hadith have written that is a jumla which is hidden in the word wa. The reality of the matter is this. that there is a piece of flesh in the body, and this that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred to it as a piece, mudra. That shows that it is a small piece, but it controls the whole body. So the most important thing is that a person should make effort on his heart. We make more effort, even a person who becomes conscious of islah, that I must correct myself, I must make my islah. For example, I'm talking too much, I've got too much anger in me, I have a lot of wasawis, my eyes are out of control, I look at haram, etc. All those things a person thinks. But seldom does a person think that I must make islah of my heart. My heart must come right. And if the heart comes right, the mudra, the small piece of flesh, the whole jasad, the whole body will come right. The eyes will come right. The ears will come right. Everything of the body will come right. Ulama have written that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also says that a person, if the government is right, then the whole body becomes right. The whole country becomes right. And like every person, he is the ruler, he is the king, he is the president, the prime minister of his whole body. If he makes himself right, like for example, the heart, and that is the main, the prime minister, the president. And all the parts of the body are like the different provinces of the body. Different states you have, different provinces you have, they are all the different provinces. So if the heart comes right, all the provinces will come right also. And if the heart is not right, then you can expect problem in all the provinces, all the states. And if every person thinks like that, I must make myself, my heart right, my body will come right, my this world of mine. Insan is referred to as alame azghar, the small world. So then you will come right. And if everyone thinks like that, then all people will come right. But unfortunately today, when we think of Islah, we think of making the Islah of other people. Other people must come right. Whereas we have to come right. There's a journalist, Yvonne Rudley, she accepted Islam. I don't know what is the Muslim name. But when in Afghanistan, when the Muslims started, they ruled according to Sharia. So she asked one of this Afghanistan people who was in the government that you people have established an Islamic state at one stage when they established and then America attacked them, etc. So what did you achieve by bringing Islam in your country? And you ruling according to Islam and Islamic law, what did you achieve? So he asked, you want the answer according to theory, must I explain it to you? Or you want it according to practical, you want to see it with your eyes? So she said, I want to see it with my eyes, not just the explanation. So he took an attaché, a bag, and he filled it up with 100 US dollar notes in it. And they left it at a bus stop, common bus stop, where every person walks past. And he left it there. And after 3 days, they went back again. And they found it just as it was. Nobody touched it. Filled with US notes. So this is when Islam will come into our lives. Then we'll find this is what Islam means. Peace in the world. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably it was, a young lady for some necessity had to travel from Yemen, the south of Saudi, right up to Medina Sharif, to the north. And she had to travel alone, which is not normally permissible. A woman must have a mahram with her. But when she reached there, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked her, that how did you find your journey? She said it was like I was walking from one room of my father's house to the next room. That is complete protection. Nobody interfered with me. All offered their services, their khidmat to me. This is what Islam will bring. But today we don't think about it. the West, what they have made, that Islam is a terrorist religion. Islam is a religion of violence, of fighting, of war, whereas this is what Islam was. And this all will happen when the heart will be corrected. If our heart turns to Akhirat, Allah give me tawfiq first, I am the worst of all, and I need it the most. But by talking, hopefully, Allah Ta'ala brings this reality into us, that we make Islam the preference, and the heart, we connect it with Allah Ta'ala. Today we have got lot of gods in our world. This person will do this for me, that person will do this, this medicine will do this, my shop will do this, my income will do this, whereas the doer is only one, Allah. And today we give preference to dunya. Dunya's life must be peaceful, comfortable, whereas the man of Allah, and there are plenty, ladies also, old people, young people, boys, girls, all, who their niyat is Akhirat. I must have peace in the Akhirat. I must please Allah. Dunya is temporary. Akhirat is eternal, forever and ever and ever. So to give preference to Akhirat, but that is not with every one of us. Allah give us, we are far from that. That is what we have to work for. So this mudra, this piece of flesh in the body, Allah Ta'ala make it, that we work on it, so that we can we can prepare properly. The whole body will come right, the whole ummah will come right, the whole of mankind will come right. And that is proven in history. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did that effort, then we find that the whole Muslims came right and Islam spread in the world. When Muslims started giving preference to dunya again, Islam went down again. And the other religions, other people, they are dominating the world today. And Islam is like under them. It should not be like that. Islam should be the super power all the time. And we, me and you, we are supposed to be that. But today we are ruled. They rule our lives today. We live according to their fashions. We do our things according. We have a wedding, how they make weddings, we have weddings like that. Any function, how they do. Our houses we make them like their houses. Our lifestyle, like their lifestyle. Whereas Islam was supposed to be the main thing. So that is what we... So this Islam, when it comes into a person's life, it's a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And first and foremost, Islam, the beginning of Islam comes in a life. Like Allah Ta'ala told to the Bedouins who accepted the Islam, قَالَ تِلْ أَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. They said that we accept Islam. Allah said, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. You haven't still accepted Iman. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِسْلَامُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. When Islam will enter in your hearts, then you can claim we are mu'mineen. So that is necessary. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We all have accepted Islam, whether we were born Muslims or revert, but we have all accepted Islam. But the reality, the power, the strength of Islam, the passion, that has to come into us. There were death, a person overcomes everything. In another ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. O you who believe. Tahsil hasil mahal. To achieve something which you have achieved already, it's impossible. What you got in your hand, somebody says, take it in your hand, it's already in my hand. But what does it mean that, oh, you who believe, bring the reality of Iman into your hearts. You have accepted Islam, you have entered into the fold of Islam, but now bring the reality of Islam into your hearts. For that an effort, a big effort is required, that a person brings the reality of Iman, the reality of Akhirah, the reality of Allah Ta'ala, wahdahu, la sharika lahu. Al-Ghalib ala kulli shay, who is one alone, who has control and power over everything, that Allah must come in the heart. We have to make that effort. So that is in the Quran Sharif explains that the person who makes that effort, that from the initial stages of Islam, he goes up to the heights of Islam. That is when his heart becomes qalbi salim. That is a healthy heart, not the physical heart, where there may be angina, or there are blocked arteries, or whatever, leaking heart, whatever problem there is in the heart. But the real heart, the spiritual heart, that must be qalbi salim. That must be a heart that has got all the correct qualities in it. Opposite to that is qalbi sakin, a sick heart. And not the physical heart we're speaking about, the spiritual heart. Then the spiritual heart must not be a sick love of dunya, love of woman, the cell phone today, which is one of the biggest fitnas today which we have. Not that, but that it is a healthy heart. So what is qalbi salim? And the Mufassirin, our just Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, explains this in detail. Just to give you a brief idea of it, from Allama Alusi, Rahmatullah Ali, the Mufassir of Ruhul Ma'ani. So he explains that, what is it? In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That a day of Qiyamah is that day that maal, our wealth, is not going to help us. Banoon, our children, are not going to help us. What will help? إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Who comes to Allah with qalbi salim. So what is qalbi salim? And this also, look at the Mufassirin, that how much they are attached to the Qur'an Sharif. That first tafsir he makes, that الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْبِرِ. A person who's got a good heart, he spends his money in good causes. So we have to check that, am I spending my money at all in any cause? And if I am, in what am I spending it? Just on myself? How much of airtime I buy? How much of, I'm worried of phone, of clothes, of going out for an outing, how much of my money do I spend on all that? And how much of my money do I spend on good causes? That is the first, because Allah Ta'ala in the tafsir first referred to maal. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ. So the first tafsir he made was also about maal, that your wealth. And what we should be really worried about? Amal. But we worry about maal. Like one person, he said that WF Jamaat is very good Jamaat. They are the right people because they call towards amal. But he was a person that maal was very deep, valuable to him. So what he told that they call amal, wealth come. So it's not amal, amal. That amal must come, not wealth must come in my life. Mal amal. That mal must come. No, they don't say that you must bring mal in your life. So they say you must bring amal in your life. So anyway, that was his understanding. So amal must come into our lives. And that will come when our heart becomes qalbi salim. The second is, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. He who guides his children towards the truth. That is a person who has got qalbi salim. That he guides his children to ta'aleem, for example. From before, the child is born already, the child must be given an environment of deen. On one occasion, we were in Durban, and a young boy, about 8 years, he sat on the minbar, and he read Quran Sharif. He was hafiz of Quran at the age of 8. And Jayyid Hafiz. And the whole masjid was full and mostly ulama and huffaz. But he read with confidence and he read very beautifully and correctly everything. Afterwards I asked his father, how did you achieve this at the age of 8? And mashallah, reading Quran Sharif so properly. So he said that when his mother had conceived him, then every day she should read 15 suparas of Quran Sharif. So before the child was born, the mother was reading 15 suparas. So that was the effect of it. So our children, all of us, many of us are married, many of us will be getting married, inshallah, all of us, and we'll have children. So the second thing to have a qalbi salim is to guide children towards yurshidu manihi ilal haq, ta'aleem of Quran Sharif. And but today, unfortunately, we give preference to dunya, schooling, how much preference we give. Extra time, we'll take them away from madrasa in order to give them schooling. How many people don't send their children to madrasa? They must spend their time more in schooling. And how many people say, I want to give the best education to my child? And what is the best? The worst. Where they teach Darwin's theory of evolution. Where they teach the Big Bang theory. And that they call the best education. So the person with a good heart will guide his children towards righteousness. In all their methods, put them towards deen. Alhamdulillah, presently, there are those parents that the children, they did not teach them ABC, 1, 2, 3. First, they taught them Quran Sharif and made them mahir of Quran Sharif. And then afterwards, how much is necessary for dunya? Then, بِقَدْرِ الزَّرُورَةُ يُقَدْرُ بِقَدْرِ الزَّرُورَةُ. Necessity is according to the extent of the its necessity. Then they taught them those. But first was Quran Sharif. And the akhlaq of Quran. Not only the words of the Quran, but the akhlaq of the Quran. So that is the second. The third is, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ الْأَقَائِدَ الْبَاطِلَةِ. That person who in his heart, there are no false, batil, aqidah, beliefs. Sometimes people have got wrong beliefs in their hearts about superstition, about jadu. Jadu is haq. It's in the Quran Sharif. But overdoing it, going to sangomas, for example, going to witchcraft doctors, etc., all these other things, doing all the wrong things. So there must be no wrong, false, batil, aqaid in the heart. And for that, one very good way is to go out in jamaat. And in jamaat, everyone has to make bayan. And in bayan, then a person speaks what is in his heart. So then he gets corrected. Okay? That all, whether his aqaid are correct or not. So that is very important. One person, half is a Quran, imam, for 30 years making imamate. But he was reading his kunut, dua-e kunut in witr namaz, where the right words are nashkuruka wala nakfuruka. But the la, he was putting it in the wrong place. And he was saying, la nashkuruka wa nakfuruka. We don't make your shukr, and we make your dashrim na shukri, kufr. So completely. So a person doesn't know really what is in him until the opportunity comes when he talks. And he talks what is in his heart, then the truth comes out. So we have to check our aqaid also. And the first tafsir of it is, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ غَلَبَةِ الشَّهَوَاتِ الَّتِي تُوَدِّي إِلَى النَّارِ. That there isn't an excessive amount of shahwat, lust in the heart, which leads him to the fire of Jahannam. To have shahwat is necessary. Then only can a person fulfill the rights of his wife, can he have children. If he hasn't got shahwat, he won't be able to do that. But over the limit that leads you to haram, that he mustn't be there. So that is a healthy heart. And for that, all this, lot of effort is required. And as I said, this is only just to point out, pointers. Already Azan is going. And the fifth is, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَمَّا سِوَ اللَّهِ. That in the heart there is nobody and nothing besides Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to work towards qalbi salim and towards the mudgha, to correct it, inshallah.